Hey there. I thought it was you from across the bar. I wanted to come over and say hi. I don't know if you're happy or horrified to see me again. I just really felt the urge to come over here and apologize, I guess. Sorry for being a shitty student, for disrupting class and distracting other students and literally never doing my readings, like, ever. You might be surprised to hear I'm not a total failure. In fact, I just graduated with my BA. Not sure what I'm planning on doing with it, but I was actually thinking of going into teaching. I'm sure I'll get some terribly sassy students. Karma will get me right in the ass. You'd love that, wouldn't you? I guess I have more appreciation for teachers now, and I feel bad for not giving you the respect you deserved. I made your life hell. Well, it's a bit of an exaggeration, don't you think? I mean, I was a teenager. Teens make everyone's life hell, but then they grow out of it. You can't hold it against them. What, you hold grudges against punk-ass 17-year-old girls? It's not like you were that understanding of me either. Remember when you called me out in front of everyone and said you had to see me after class when you thought I cheated just to pass your midterm? I was mortified. To this day, that's still one of the most embarrassing moments in my life. I'm still a little pissed at you, to be honest. You could have handled that better. You were the adult in this situation. Of course I didn't cheat. I may not have done my homework and talked back a lot, but I wasn't actually going to cheat or do anything that could go on my record and fuck up my life. I just knew the material from watching Jeopardy and period dramas. Doesn't everyone learn history that way? Okay, sorry, I came here to apologize, not insult you and your job. You know I was a good student in my other classes, right? I even got a recommendation letter from Mrs. McKinley. I was only a bad student for you because you gave me a reaction. I mean, I kind of liked annoying you. It was fun. You get so angry and I'd giggle and wouldn't take it seriously, and that made you even more angry. Or I'd give you a snark and you'd serve it right back at me. You were the only teacher who could handle it. It was a game to me. Your reaction was kind of cute. And once I started pushing the boundaries, I couldn't stop. I liked their little power struggle, and I loved getting extra attention from you. Listen, I'm not proud of how I behaved, constantly derailing your lessons with pointless disruptions and being the stupid class clown only to get sent out to the principal's office. I just like provoking you. Why? Fine, I'll tell you. You were the hot teacher. You drove all your female students crazy, and probably some of the guys too, for that matter. You were the only teacher who we could relate to, because you were young, energetic, you were disarmingly handsome. Everyone loved you, including me. I just didn't show it in a very mature way, but obviously I regret it. You knew that, right? You must have known. No, I'm not kidding. I'm not flirting with you. I'm apologizing to you. Okay. I guess I was flirting a little, mister. It feels weird addressing you that way now, but I don't even know your first name. Really? That suits you. It's nice to know you by name now. Can I ask you a question? Why did you go into teaching? I mean, obviously you're smart and all, but you didn't seem to want to deal with kids. You were a good teacher. Don't let me being a bad student make you think otherwise. Well, you actually did leave an impact on me. I did like your pedagogy. And I think you taught me more than I probably would have liked to admit. I used your analysis method throughout university, and I did really well on all my essay assignments. So, thank you. I know I acted like I didn't want help, but you actually helped me a lot. Can I ask another question? Where's your ring? What? I'm a grown woman now. You think I don't glance down to see if the men I'm talking to are wearing rings? The last time I saw you, you were married. Of course I'm still a little bit cheeky. I mean, I can't help it. Oof. Divorcee out on the town tonight. Am I interrupting something here? I don't want to cock block you. I've already made your life hard enough. I should leave you alone to your bachelor pursuits now, shouldn't I? Unless, well, my drink's empty, so we could get another round and keep chatting here. Or you can tell me to fuck off, which I'm sure you've always wanted to do. Or would you care to walk me home, back to my place so I can apologize the way I always really want it? Come teach me another lesson, mister. I was hoping you'd say that. Let's go. Hey, so I have beer in the fridge, or I can mix a gin and tonic. I have some Hendrix in my bar. Two G&Ts it is, then. I knew you'd want a stiff drink to wrap your head around whose place you just came back to. Unless you've always secretly wanted to hate fuck your supposedly worst student. No, I didn't actually think so. You're not into bad girls, are you? Only once we've reformed. I'd be surprised what you're into. What does that mean? Try me. No, seriously. What? Do you need me to get you all worked up again? You know that I know all your buttons. Well, maybe I'm about to find out the ones I don't know yet. You like this? Here, put your hands on my hips. Don't be shy now. Grab my ass if you feel the urge. Don't tell me you've never wondered how I'd fit on your lap like this. You know I did. I pictured climbing on top of you all the time. I made me all wet when I should have been learning. I wanted those hands on me all over my ass. Just like that. It's still a nice tight little ass, isn't it? I feel how much you like it now. Your bulge is pressing against me between. Fuck, I touched myself to this moment so many times. Here, let me undo these buttons for you. You won't need this shirt any longer, just like I won't need mine. Go ahead, take it off. Get that bra too. I want to feel you on my bare skin. Love to watch my nipples harden between your lips. That'll help make me nice and wet for you. Just how you want me, isn't it? Circle my nipples with your tongue. Fuck yes. Show me what that tongue can do. I can't wait to find out. We can ditch the rest of our clothes there. Pull these pants off for me, will you, mister? Thank you. Come crawl up over me. I'll lay back. I want to be under you. Now, where were we? Where's that bulge? Oh, I want to feel it. I want to feel all of you. I don't know what to do to you first. Stroking your tit like this is fulfilling a lot of fantasies for me, mister. I always knew you'd have a perfect, fake cock. I'd stare at your bulge under your pants and I'd daydream how hard you'd fuck me. I used to hope that one of the times you kept me after class was to get a moment alone with me. That you had the same urges as me. And I was always disappointed when that was never it. That you always just gave me a lecture. I mean, you must have wanted to pin me down against the desk and have your way with me at least a little, didn't you? Let out a little of your aggression on a little brat who was asking for it. Oh God, you're pulsing. You could really do a number on me with this big dick. You could fill me right up, couldn't you? You just keep throbbing. Who knew that you'd like it when I run my dirty little mouth for you someday? Can't send me to the principal's office here. You're going to have to deal with me all by yourself. My throat, you're hurting. Shut me up. Oh. Either listen carefully and obey your every order, or you'll shove me up with your cock in my mouth. Of course. For a second there, I thought you were really going to punish me. Guess you've become a softy. Oh my God, careful. You think pinning me down by my throat doesn't turn me on? Feel how wet I am. Go on. Feel that. My gun's soaked already. But you knew that, didn't you? Fuck. Sir, it's not like that. Yes. Oh, fuck. Fuck, yes. Mister. Take those panties off. They're soaked through. I've soaked through a lot of panties thinking of you. You thought I was a bad girl then, but really you had no idea how depraved I really was, did you? Something tells me you're a kinky daddy. And it won't matter if I'm a good girl or not. You're going to take me nice and rough. So there's not much motivation for me to be your good girl in that then. Is there?
Provoke you?
I wouldn't dare. You know I'd never do that. I just want to be teacher's pretty little pet. Careful. Sir. Sir, I can't breathe with your cock in my mouth and your hand on my throat. Please, please, anything but my throat. Grab my hair instead. Trust me, I want to make you feel good. I want to do a good job. I want to show you I'm a good girl now. Rules? Yes, sir. Me. I'm your girl. Good girls obey. Good girls don't talk back. Good girls take how it's given. I'm your good girl. What? I'm your good girl. What? No, my fingers aren't crossed behind my back. You don't believe me, do you? I'll just have to show you. I'm here to be your eager little cum slot. I'm here to please you. Let me prove it. Let me make it up to you for everything. I want to. Now, may I have your cock again? It's about time I suck up to you, mister, isn't it? Thank you, sir. Hey, I was so close to finishing you. I could feel you throb in my throat. Why'd you stop me? No, sir. You can grab me however you see fit. I can wait for you to come, if I have to. Lay back down for my reward. You don't have to tell me twice. This is a fucking dream come true. A ticklish. My inner thighs. Are you going to just tease me like that, mister? Come on. Are you testing me? You're trying to push me, aren't you? Trying to tempt me to say naughty, depraved things that would never even cross a good girl's mind. You want me to tell you I'm your fucking filthy slut who can only be tamed by force-feeding me cock? You want me to beg for your smart-ass teacher mouth to suck my clit like a true professional? I know what that tongue is capable of. Now come on, give me a good pussy lick. Girl treatment. Fuck. It should have been a good girl a long time ago for you. I should have been a teacher's little fuck pet. Fuck. Oh, inside me shake. You made me come. You want me on all fours? Make me. You heard me.
Or what?
Oh, it's my punishment. I get a mouthful of big daddy cock, or you choke me a little more. Like I wouldn't want either of those. If you want me, take me. Claim me. Come on. I see your big dick just aching for release, pent up with frustration. What are you waiting for? Yes, mister, just like that. Men, don't me take control. Command my respect. Yes, make that ass yours. Okay, you made your point. Fuck, that stings. Good. I want to feel where your hands were on my ass tomorrow. I'm sorry. Sorry for saying I'd be a good girl when I knew I couldn't keep that promise. But you knew I couldn't keep it too, didn't you? That's why you came back here. You know I need the bad girl fucked right out of me, and you're the only one who can do it. Isn't that right? I can't be a smart mouth bread when you fucked all my brain cells out of my head. When you've molded me into your pliant little fuck toy, can I? Push your hips forward. Let me push my back. Just, I need your cock, please. Oh, fuck. Thank you. Sir. Thank you, sir. No, you can't pull my hair. You just surprised me. And you tugged really hard. Don't worry. I like it when you're a little rough, mister. Ow! Don't pull too hard. What? I already apologized. I'm sorry, sir. Teach me a lesson. No. Don't take your cock out. Fine. You're right. Bad girls don't get to finish. And they don't get to come. I don't deserve your cum. Cum is for good girls. I'm not a good girl. I'm your filthy whore. Your needy fuck pet. What? What can I do to earn your cum? Let me finish what I started. Let me finish you in my mouth. Okay, come for me, mister. I won't stop until you finish. This is for you. This is all about you. Oh my god. You're so fucking delicious. I can taste myself on you. It's so hot. Tell me I'm your girl. Tell me I'm your good girl, say it. Grab my hair. You can pull. The harder you pull, the more I know you're enjoying this. Mm. delicious. Thank you. I was a thirsty girl. Here. Oh, let me crawl up next to you. Yes, wrap your arms around me. Press into me. Oh, that was quite the shudder. I made you feel real good, didn't I, mister? Let me nuzzle in here beside you.
Those kisses give me tickles.
You know I had to be a brat for you, don't you? You wouldn't have liked it any other way. You knew I'd be good to you in the end. You knew I just wanted you to toss me around a little, to put me in my place. That's all I've ever wanted from you. I can pretend to resist you, but I can't actually resist you. I was always your good girl and you knew it. Don't worry, there's plenty of time for you to come inside me later.